真理。
And now by God's good will is to live out the new kingdom life before a world dead in sin.
而且赢得神的恩典，这些罪人可以在这个充满罪的世界面前活出一个不一样的生命。
And we'll see that this world is of both humans and of evil spirits.
我们看到这个世界是超乎人之上。
And they include the spiritual world.
这个世界也包括了这个属灵的世界。
So saints are not people who are sinless.
所以圣徒并不是一些没有罪的人。
But sinners redeemed.
而是一些被救赎的罪人。
Sinners that God is willing to glorify by the Son, by Jesus Christ His Son.
这些罪人是神借着主耶稣基督想要赐福给他们的。
So Apostle Paul instructs and reminds any and every church.
所以使徒保罗这样提醒任何所有的教会。
Listen up, all little Christ.
你们这些小基督啊，请你们来专心的听。
好凶。Well, it is a pretty sure, right? Pretty sure declaration.
可能语气太强烈了，就是请大家洗耳恭听。
Know who you are as a church.
知道你们作为教会，你们的身份到底是什么。
And most critically,
最为关键的。
Know the God who assembles us as church.
认识这个神，这个神是把我们聚集在一起成为教会的。
For us to be built up as church.
我们作为一个教会想要被建立起来。
We must know our God and our Christ.
我们必须要认识我们的神，认识我们的主基督。
And over the six chapters of Ephesians,
统观以弗所书的六卷经文。
Apostle Paul will remind us the who that is truly praiseworthy.
使徒保罗一再地提醒我们，谁是那个值得被颂赞的那一位。
The what that is truly a blessing in life.
在我们的生命中，什么是真正的祝福。
And the best life.That is truly worth living.
而什么是一个真正的值得活的人生？
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Do you and I want to be built up as church, as Jesus' church?
我们是不是想被建造成为一个主耶稣基督的教会？
If yes, at least give a nod. If not, you could go yes.
至少点点头或者欢呼一声，是的，我们愿意。
Good. Well,So we are on the right track.
所以我们是走在正确的路上。
Well, for at least those of us who said yes.
对于那些至少点头回应的人。
And most critically,
至关紧要的。
Do we desire to know the God who assembles us as His assembled people?
我们是否认识这个把我们聚集在一起的这位神？
No answer? All right.
没有回应吗？
So let me re-ask that. Okay.
我再问一遍。
Do we desire to know the God who assembles us as His blessed assembly?
我们有没有这个愿望来认识这个把我们聚集在一起的这位神？
Amen. Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
And now hopefully I'm not forcing you to say it. This is actually just inviting you to give a sincere answer.
希望并不是我在强迫大家给出这样的回应，而是大家发自内心的一个自然的回应。
Let us now together pray as Apostle Paul prays.
让我们现在一起像使徒保罗一样这样的祷告。
And we'll pray simultaneously in both languages.
我们可以一起用中文、英文祷告。
Or even if you have a different language, Cantonese, please do so too.
如果你愿意说广东话，也请。
We pray that out of God's glorious riches, He may strengthen us with power through His Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through Him. And we pray that we, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high indeed is the love of Christ.
便叫神一切所充满的充满了我们
that we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we have to imagine according to his power that is at work in us to him be glory in the church in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever.
直到世世代代, 永永远远,
Amen. Amen. Now on America's Got Talent,
有一个节目叫做美国达人秀,
every performer is at the mercy of the judge's valuation.
每一个参赛者呢, 都是被这个, 裁判来决定。
So every so often,
所以不时的,
there comes a performer who wows the judge so much.
有这样一个参赛者, 他会让这个, 评审大受, 震撼,
that the judge gives the performer the golden buzzer.
这个评审呢, 就会给这个参赛者一个 黄金风鸣器,
which essentially is the judge saying to the contestant and to the watching world,
这就相当于评审对这个参赛者以及对所有的观众在说,
I endorse you and your performance.
我选择了你和你的,
表演。 I have judged by my authority that this contestant is a top-notch talent to take notice.
我凭着我评审的权利, 我来, 声明, 这个参赛者是这个最佳的。
And this contestant need not go through more rounds of assessment.
这位选手不需要再经过更多轮的比赛了。
And since each judge can only bestow the golden buzzer once every season,
在每一个赛季, 每一个评审只有一次使用黄金风鸣器的机会,
each golden buzzer is very precious.
所以自然而然的, 每一次的黄金风鸣器都是非常宝贵的。
So no wonder contestant after contestant display expressions of happiness and shock.
所以得到这项殊荣的参赛者, 不约而同的会表现出非常的快乐以及惊喜。
And you could imagine what a tremendous confidence boost it must be for the contestant.
大家也可以想象, 得到这样的殊荣, 对于参赛者的自信是一个多么大的提升。
So we're going to spend the next 30 seconds just watching a short clip.
我们将, 接下来将要观看一个30秒钟的视频。
I do hope it will play.
希望能够, 顺利的播放。
But do take notice of the reaction of the judge.
请大家特别要留意这个评, 评审的表情。
And then the contestants.
还有这个选手的。
And later on the audience.
然后之后是这些观众的。
No sound. Now we know the importance of sound.
对，我们知道这个声音是多么重要。
Try again. Should we? That's good, actually. So in the beginning, where we went soundless, essentially the judge was saying, I think you should go straight to the live show.
所以在这个视频的一开端, 这个评审就说, 我觉得你应该直接进入决赛。
And for that split second, if you notice, the contestant was, wait, what did you say? And what?
我们也可以看到这个参赛选手有那么非常短暂的一瞬间, 他是一开始是说, 你在说什么? 然后他马上就是被欣喜所覆盖。
Personally, I enjoy watching these golden buzzer moments.
对我个人来说, 我很喜欢看这种黄金风鸣器的这些特殊的时刻。
Because to me, they offer very tangible glimpses of our God's goodwill toward us.
因为这个机会呢, 其实是让我们非常真切的可以 就是可以一窥这个神对我们的应许。
It reminds me, and hopefully maybe for you, the celebration of this absolute ultimate blessing of life.
希望这个不仅仅对我, 对在座的各位, 都是一个提醒, 就是看到我们在神里边有怎样大的一个庆祝。
Can I have the next slide, please? Thank you. And this blessing is to have the yes and amen from the Father to us.
这个神给我们的祝福就是来自神的那个是的，愿一切成就。
That by faith in Jesus the Son, we too are the daughters and sons of God.
因着主耶稣基督，我们也成为神的儿女。
That we who were, this is in the past, we were far from God, are now, this is in the present, are intimate with God into eternity future.
过去我们是远离神的，而现在我们是神家的一员，我们与神是非常亲密的。
I am reminded that it must be by the mercy and authority of God, who is the judge, that you and I, we are given a golden buzzer in Jesus Christ.
看这个节目也让我联想到，神其实就是那个最终的评审，而我们在座的每一位都是那个得到了黄金分明器这项殊荣的人，我们被拣选。
That he means to reconcile us to Christ Jesus.
神的心意是让我们与主耶稣基督和好。
Oh, sorry, my bad.Reconcile us to God Himself through Christ Jesus.
是因着主耶稣基督使得我们与神和好。
I am reminded also that it is God's willing delight that you and I are given this golden blessing.
我也认识到是因着神的美善的心意，使我们每一位都可以得到这项殊荣。
That God is for us, that He is not against us.
神是为着我们的，而不是与我们为敌的。
That giving us this golden blessing, He wants to, and He is glad to.
给我们这项殊荣是神的心意，而且他是非常乐意做这样的事。
I remind you that it must be to our great joy and gratitude when we are given this golden blessing.
我也被提醒，当我们得到这样的大的福气的时候，我们应该是充满感激的，我们是欢欣快乐的。
That when we turn to God, this is the fulfillment of God's good pleasure toward us.
当我们转向神的时候，这就是神的美善的心意。
And it with the audience cheering,
当这个所有的观众开始欢呼
breaking out into praises,
我们也应该是忍不住会大声的赞美神。
It is as if I can hear Jesus say it once more. I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
这就让我们想到主耶稣的说的话，当一个罪人悔改的时候，天上的天使天君也都为他欢呼。
Of course, there is limitations to analogies.
当然这个对比是有一些它的局限性。
So there is one major difference between a golden buzzer of America's Got Talent and God's golden blessing to us.
所以这个最大的区别和这个在这个美国达人秀以及神赐给我们这样的福气之间。
And that difference really will mark what is a Christian and what is not.
这个最大的不同就是被就是标志在谁是基督徒以及那些不是的人。
Because sometimes we may feel as if we are a contestant on America's Got Talent and we have to perform for God before He accepts us.
因为很多时候我们自我感觉就像是一个参赛选手一样，我们必须有很多好行为才能得到神的认可。
And so we bring to God our resume. This is what I've done every week. This is the kind of devotions that I've written down. This is the time that I've spent in the Bible. This is how I've helped people.
所以我们经常来到神面前对神说，哦，这是过去的一周我如何度过我的时间，我帮助了哪些人，我做了哪些灵修，我做了什么什么功课。
God, will you give me that golden buzzer?
然后我们说，神啊，你愿不愿意把那个黄金风铃器
？Have I done enough so that you will say, "All right, you're going to the live show"?
是不是我们必须要做足够的多，才会让神下定心意来给我们这样的奖赏
？And so in our living, we are always so burdened because we are so held up by, if I don't do this, maybe God won't love me as much.
所以我们的生活中经常是充满这样的重担，我们经常觉得如果我没有做到这些，神就不会给我这样的奖赏。
In America's Got Talent, the golden buzzer is given based on merit.
在美国达人秀里边，黄金风铃器的响起是因着这个参赛者的杰出表现。
God blesses us with His golden blessing based solely on His sovereignty and goodness.
而神给我们这样的奖赏，完全是依赖于他的主权以及他的良善。
We bring nothing but our sin-wrecked self to God.
我们带到神面前的不过是一个。被罪所摧残的自我。
And He blesses us and has chosen to bless us with every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ.
而神仍然祝福我们，把所有属灵的福气也赐给我们。
He knows our worst.
他知道我们最坏的那一面。
He even meets us at our worst.
即使在我们最糟的境遇中，神仍然与我们相见。
And he gives us his best.
他仍然是把他最好的心意赐给我们。
And he takes us on a communion with him for the best.
他让我们与他同行，为的是给我们最大的好处。
If you have yet to, you can now turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
如果可以的话，请大家一起翻开以弗所书第一章。
We'll be reading from verses 3 to 14.
我们就要从第三节读到第十四节。
And we'll first read in Chinese, in English and then Chinese.
先用英文，再用中文读。
But we'll read it in sections.
那我们会分段来读。
So we'll first read verses 3 to 6.
先是三到六节。
Praise be to God.And Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以先，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
Now verses 7 to 10. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ.To be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
七到十节，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧、聪明，充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
Verses 11 to 14. In him we were made heirs, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth.The gospel of your salvation, when you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory.
11到14节，我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之产业被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Praise be to God, he speaks to us through Apostle Paul.
感谢神，他借着使徒保罗向我们说话。
So let us actively listen to proactively live out our new life as Christ's church.
所以我们来听，我们也来积极地活出这样一个新的生命。
So with Apostle Paul writing,
使徒保罗的书信。
Why is it that this ex-murderer?
为什么这个起初杀害基督徒的人
？This ex-blasphemer.
这个曾经是亵渎神的人。
And now a servant who has been stoned, whipped, imprisoned, shipwrecked, famished.
而现在他成了一个神的仆人，他被鞭打，被石头打，他曾经遇过船坏，曾经是饥寒交迫。
Terrible in the past life, horrendous living in the present.
他的过去是非常不堪的，但他现在是非常欢喜快乐的。
Yet Apostle Paul says, God be blessed.
而保罗的宣告是神那个被祝福的神。
Which here we translate as praise be to God.
我们翻译成一切颂赞归于神。
Why does he say God is blessed?
为什么保罗会说神被祝福？
And it's not an afterthought, it's an opening address. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个不是一个结束，而是一个开端。他想表达的就是一切的颂赞归给神。
And why is it that for the church?
为什么对于教会来说
？Whether in Ephesus or now in Durham or in Cary or everywhere.
无论是古时候的以弗所教会，还是现在 Durham 的或者是西开里的教会。
For sinners who are still in a tussle against the powers, the prosperity.And the persecutions of the world.
对于我们这些信徒来说，我们其实仍然在与这个世界的逼迫、世界的错误的价值观在作战。
And that we're still wrestling to respect and receive one another in loving harmony.
我们在教会内部其实也不停的在努力，要学习彼此的顺服、彼此的接纳。
We're not quite there yet.
我们还没有达到一个完美教会的境界。
And yet we are to say, God be blessed.
但是我们可以说神被祝福的神。
Why is it that we can say praise be to God?
为什么我们可以说愿一切的颂赞归给神？
It is because as little Christ,
因为作为一个小基督，
and Apostle Paul is a little Christ,
使徒保罗的确是一个小基督。
We are to know well that God's grace and God's peace has been given to us.
我们必须知道神的恩典、神的平安已经赐给了我们。
We fight to make that our conscious reality.
我们要努力使得这个认知成为我们的生活的现实。
And that this blessing in Christ Jesus is never ever lost.
在主耶稣基督里的这样的祝福是永远不会失去的。
That in Christ we have God's grace.
在耶稣基督里我们有神的恩典。
And in Christ we have God's peace.
在耶稣基督里我们有来自神的平安。
Apostle Paul's greeting is grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗一开始的称呼是愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Once again it's to stir us into remembrance that we are recipients of grace and peace.
保罗再一次提醒受信者我们是这个恩惠平安的接受者。
That God is pleased to give to us what we do not deserve.
神非常高兴赐给我们一些福气本是我们不配得的。
Such that we will again be communion with him in Jesus Christ.
因此我们可以再次的与主耶稣同行。
That is the grace, that is the peace.
这就是平安，这就是那个恩典。
And Apostle Paul tells us that God really, really, really means well to bless us.
保罗想告诉大家说神是的的确确确凿无疑的想要赐福给我们。
Because three times he used the word bless.
因为保罗三次用到祝福这个词。
The first is translated as praise be to God.
第一次可以翻译成颂赞归于神。
Then we see that he says that God has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
接下来的两次呢就是在一句话里边可以看到就是神赐福给我们一切属灵的福气。
Was there no other words to replace this word blessing? Apostle Paul short on vocabulary?
难道是保罗词穷他没有其他的词来形容这个祝福吗？
No, this repetition is for an emphasis.
不是的，他这样之所以一再的用这个词是为了强调。
It tells us of God's intention to give.
他告诉我们神的心意就是要给我们。
That he wants to give us a blessing.
他想要给我们这个祝福。
So what he blesses with us is a blessing.
所以他给我们的赐给我们的就是这个福气就是这个祝福。
And it tells us that what we're receiving is great, is good.
所以我们所接受的是极好的是美丽的。
Because what we are blessed with is blessing.
因为我们赐给我们的这个祝福就是各样的福气。
What we are given that very nature is of God's goodness.
我们所得到这些就是因着神的他的特性他的本质就是要给我们。
So when we said yes and amen to Jesus Christ,
当我们对神说是的愿你的旨意成就。
We really have a transformation in what we understand as the real blessing in life.
我们就确实的 体会到这个真正的祝福，我们有一个更新的生命。
That we say the good news of life is now centered firmly on this new order of life that God has brought about in Christ.
这个好消息不光光是这个一个新的在主耶稣基督里建立的新秩序。
And therefore Jesus would say, "Repent, the kingdom of God is here."
所以耶稣基督会说，你们要悔改，因为神的国近了。
Because our sense of blessing, our focus is now turned to what it means to be in the kingdom.
因为这个时候我们的这个观念就有一个更新，我们的是归向神的。
In God's kingdom.
我们的观念会被指向神的国度。
And that blessing is that we will now be made holy and blameless in His sight.
而这个祝福就是说，我们现在被神让我们成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
And in verse 5 tells us that we now are adopted into God's household.
在第五节提到，我们现在被收养进入到神的家中。
The worst challenge to human life is that we are separated from God.
对于人来说，最悲惨的命运就是说我们与神隔离。
In fact, that's not just a challenge, but that is the root of sin, or that is sin itself.
这个不仅仅是一个悲惨的事实，同时也是所有的罪的根源。
And so, Apostle Paul is saying, "Remember this blessing. You are now with God."
所以保罗说，记住这个大大的祝福，你现在是成为神家的一员了。
And God is with you.
神是与你同在的。
And at the same time, we are precious to God and we are rich in God.
与此同时，我们在神的眼中是宝贵的，我们的生命是丰富的。
Everything that we may have previously anchored our security is all shifted onto God Himself.
过去我们的安全感是设置在一些其他的事上，现在这个是完全归向于神。
We may have been desperate for people to accept us.
我们可能是非常绝望，想要让别人来接纳我们。
Now we know that we have a God who adopts us as children, as sons.
而我们现在知道，神是无条件的接纳我们，成为他的儿女。
Previously, we may be secure if we have so many accolades or we have so much money in our bank.
过去我们的安全感可能是在于我们银行里有多少存款。
Or that we have children who have done very well.
或者是我们有很多孩子，我们生活很富足。
But now we say, "Wow, God, you are my inheritance."
而现在我们转向神说，神啊，你是我们的产业。
And you are my security.
你是我的安全。
For every little Christ and church.
对于教会里的所有的小基督。
We can always praise God corporately and individually.
我们可以作为一个团体或者是个人的来敬拜主。
Because we have been given the absolute ultimate blessing.
因为我们已经得到了那个终极的祝福。
That we are being remade alive in Christ.
因为我们在耶稣基督里，我们获得了重生。
And God is our Father in heaven.
而神就是我们那个天上的父亲。
There's no earthly pleasures or prosperity that can compare to God's richness for us.
这个世上的一切的繁华荣耀都无法和天上的神的同在相比。
Because all of a sudden we are told we are being made holy.
因为突然之间我们被告知说神使我们成为圣洁了。
We have a different affection.
我们有一个不同的爱好。
We have a different treasure.
我们会宝贝不同的东西。
That treasure is God Himself.
这个宝贝就是神自己。
And in treasuring God, we say we want to love what God loves.
当我们宝贝神的时候，就是说我们爱神所爱，恨神所恨。
We will love the way that God loves.
我们会用神的方式来爱。
We'll move in the way that God has led us to.
我们也会接受神的引领，向他要我们的方向来行动。
And in this new blessing of this life in Christ, it means that no former sins or evils can deter God's grace toward us.
这也说明了过去以往的一切罪孽过犯并不能阻止神来赐福于我们。
He knows your past sins, present sins, and the sins that are coming.
神知道我们的过去，知道我们的现在，知道我们要将来的路。
And on the cross, Jesus died for all.
在十字架上，耶稣基督为所有的人而死。
So we are told we are being made blameless.
所以我们被告知说，神已经让我们毫无瑕疵了。
The judge says you are forgiven.
法官说你已经被赦免了。
I know you have sinned, but now you are forgiven.
你是确实有罪，但是你已经被赦免了。
The record is wiped clean.
所有你的罪的记录都已经被擦得干干净净。
And at the same time, there's no powers or persecution that can unhinge God's hold on us.
与此同时，也没有任何的权势可以使神的祝福不临到我们。
Because we are adopted to sonship.
因为我们已经被接纳成为他的儿女。
We are of a different status.
我们是一个不同的地位了。
Not a foe of God, but now family.
不再是神的敌人，而是神的家庭。
And in the first century scenario, adoption to sonship means that you will be treated the same way as every child in the family.
在一世纪的这个收养法就规定，你一旦被收养，你所享有的权利与家里的其他孩子是完全一样的。
You are mine.
你是我的。
You are loved.
你是被爱的。
You are received.
你被接纳了。
It is a very big deal.
是一个非常美好的事情。
Because to be adopted to sonship, it means that whatever the father has, that is also ours now.
同时也这个被收养也说明父所拥有的一切，如今也归我们所有。
So for every little Christ and church.
所以教会里的每一位小基督。
What makes us break out in praises?
什么使得我们抑制不住的来高声赞美呢
？What stirs the joy in us?
是什么挑动了我们心中的喜乐
？What gives us a solid sense of security？
是什么可以给我们一个坚定的安全感
？What locks in our attention？
什么使我们的注意力被固定下来
？God and His exercise of His sovereignty and goodness toward us。
是神以及他对我们的这个主权以及慈爱。
And Jesus Christ says He relates to every little Christ so intimately that what we do to one, we do to Him。
主耶稣基督甚至说到他和他的教会是如此的贴近我们在一个小子身上所行的就是行在主耶稣身上了
We are his and he is ours
我们是他的他也是我们的
Praise be to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing of heaven in Christ
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神他在基督里已经赐福给我们天上各样属灵的福气
Again, Apostle Paul writes
再一次使徒保罗写道
Verse 6 To the praise of his glorious grace which he has freely given us in the one he loved
在第六节写道使他那荣耀的恩典得着称赞这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的
Right now I'd like to have this invitation forthose who are online as well as in person.
现在我们是把这个邀请也给那些在网上参加聚会的人。
If you believe in Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
如果你相信主耶稣是你的主，是你的救主。
At this moment, I do invite you to stand up.
这一刻我请大家起立。
And if you are online, I invite you to turn on your camera.
如果你是在网上参加聚会，请你打开你的摄像头。
For those of you who are standing and or your face is showing online,
对于所有站起来的各位以及在网上的各位
，Please look around.
请你左右环顾一下。
Take time to look around.
可以花时间慢慢的看一看你的左右。
Jesus did say, "Who is my mother? Who is my brother?"
耶稣曾经问过谁是我的母亲谁是我的兄弟
Who's my sister? Who's my family?
谁是我的姊妹谁是我的家庭的一员
Please again, look around.
请大家再次看一看你的左右
Each and every one of you now standing, Jesus relates intimately to.
所有站立的每一位主耶稣和我们都是有亲密的关系
Let us remember that.
让我们记住这一点
Because it's easier to speak of another in terrible terms when we are not seeing who they are.
因为当我们没有看到对方的时候，我们好像很容易说一些不好听的话。
But now you know who they are.
但是你知道他们是谁。
And they have this declaration before God as one who believes and has faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
而我们在座的每一位都是属于神的。
We are family.
我们是一个大家庭。
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Fully taking in God's grace toward him as a murderer, as a blasphemer.
保罗完全的体会到神对他的接纳，即便他过去曾经杀害基督徒，曾经是亵渎神。
Fully grasping that God's grace toward him in Jesus Christ is the absolute, ultimate, unwavering blessing.
保罗也认识到主耶稣基督是他的终极的祝福。
Apostle Paul cannot but praise God.
所以保罗的唯一的反应就是来颂赞神。
That we praise the Heavenly Father who in Christ blesses us with all spiritual blessings.
我们颂赞那在耶稣在基督里赐福给我们各样属灵福气的天父。
And this is our encouragement to one another.
这也是我们对彼此的鼓励。
Let's praise God.
让我们一起来颂赞神。
Let's praise God above and beyond our circumstance, our preference.
让我们无论在任何种境遇里边，我们都可以高声的赞美神。
Let us not lose our rejoicing, our praises.
让我们不要失去我们的赞美神的这样的热心。
Because our rejoicing and praises, they are anchored solely on who God is and what He has done in Christ.
因为我们这样颂赞的根源是神本身以及神所成就的事情。
For some of us, we may not be as affectionate toward God, not yet.
我们中的有些人可能目前对神还不是那么的爱。
Perhaps some of us are.
也许有些人是的。
And perhaps some of us are putting a show that I'm very affectionate toward God.
或许有些人是伪装出来对神的热心和爱心。
But we encourage one another, now that we believe in Jesus Christ, let us anchor our joy and our praises on him.
让我们在这个时刻来彼此鼓励，让我们的爱心，让我们的对神的颂赞是真实的。
That whether our present circumstance is to our liking or not, we will praise.
不管我们现在所遭遇的一切是不是我们想要的，让我们仍然是可以赞美神。
Not whether our individual collective preference is fulfilled, we will praise.
不管我们的目标或者计划是否能够实现，我们仍然是可以赞美神。
Because only God is the solid foundation.
因为只有神是那个坚定的根基。
Our circumstance, our preference, they are shaky, they will change.
我们的境遇，我们想做的事，它都会改变。
But we can praise always because God is always sovereign and good.
但是无论我们遭遇什么，我们都可以赞美神敬拜神因为神是不变的。
So Apostle Paul, he praises because he is saved for eternity and governed in the present.
保罗可以这样大声赞美神是因为他已经被神救赎他的未来是被神所指引。
That is the good news that has taken over his life and attention.
这个好消息是完全的占据了他的注意力。
His affection is now saying, wow, in Jesus, every spiritual blessing has been given to me, to the church.
所以保罗可以说在主耶稣基督里一切属灵的福气都已经赐给了我赐给了教会。
The pressing question is no longer whether we have comfortable easy life or living, sorry.
所以这个问题不再是我们是否仍然过着一个舒服的满意的生活。
But whether our lives are tied securely and eternally to God.
而是我们的生命是否和永生的神是连接在一起。
Because Jesus tells us, those who do not believe in God, their concern is on the daily activities of living.
因为主耶稣说过，一个不信神的人，他们的注意力就是在这俗世的方方面面。
But for a little Christ,
而对一个小基督，
that repentance, that turning toward the kingdom, that changes everything.
他的悔改他的注意力转向神的国度改变了你 生命的方方面面。
That the Father knows and will give us provisions for the daily activities.
神会在日常生活中丰丰富富的供应我们。
But how will we draw all those daily activities into a pursuit of God's righteousness and kingdom?
而我们如何在我们的生活的方方面面去来追求神去来跟随神呢
That believers we ask very different questions about life
一个信主的人关于生命关于生活他会问完全不同的问题
The Apostle Paul can rejoice and praise because the true existential questions are yes and amen
而保罗之所以可以在任何境遇都赞美神是因为他已经是接受了神的旨意他愿神的旨意成就
The questions ofHas someone paid for my sins?
这个问题是 已经有人为我的罪付了代价吗
We can say together yes and amen, Jesus did.
我们可以一起说是的主耶稣已经做了这件事
Has someone removed my dark records?
是不是有人已经把我们的很糟糕的过去的记录给抹消了
Yes and amen,
yes,
Jesus did, right?
是的主耶稣已经做到了
And am I in God's favor? Do I have to perform for him?
我是被神所宠爱的吗？我需要努力工作才得到神的许可吗？
Yes to favor, and no, I don't have to perform for him anymore.
是的，我们是被神所恩宠的，同时也是 no, 我们不需要做工来得到神的宠爱。
Yes, that favor is on us, and what? Apostle Paul says it's supremely abundantly so.
是的，我们不仅是蒙神的宠爱，而且这个宠爱是丰丰富富的。
He's trying to pull the extremes of vocabulary so as to maybe try to give us an idea of just how rich God is toward us.
在这里，保罗用了很有感情色彩的词汇来形容神的恩典、丰富、祝福是何等的浩大。
Riches of grace that He lavishly gave.
这个丰富是神充足的赐给我们。
Because He gives it in accordance to how much He has.
因为他必须自己有，他才能给出来。
What best He has, He gives.
他说拥有的最好的也是他给我们的。
And so we have Christ.
所以我们拥有了主耶稣。
In Jesus Christ, God has fulfilled the new work that He will carry out on His people.
在主耶稣基督里，神开始了在他的子民身上的新工作。
That we are work in majestic progress.
我们在做出非常惊人的这种改变进步。
Because Apostle Paul reminds us that yes, we have turned towards Jesus Christ.
因为保罗指出来，我们已经转向了主耶稣。
And we are now growing.
我们在不断的成长。
We are growing.
我们在成长。
It's not as if we went directly into all right, now I'm an adult. No, we will go through phases of changes.
不是说瞬间我们就成为一个成熟的完善的基督徒，而是我们要有一个一天一天的不断成长的过程。
And God shows us that parental love by giving us patience and take us through each and every stage of our maturity.
神有耐心，他一步一步的带领我们，让我们成熟，让我们成圣。
We're told that there is a mystery.
我们被告知有一个奥秘。
Yet this mystery is knowable.
但这个奥秘是可以探究知道的。
How then is that mystery?
那它怎么还是奥秘呢？
Because the mystery here implies that it is what God reveals, whatever He reveals, we'll now know.
因为这个奥秘是属神的，当神启示给我们的时候，我们就可以知晓。
So it's not something that is wholly out of our consciousness.
所以这个奥秘不是我们无法测度的。
But time and time and when we return to what Jesus has done.
当我们一次一次的归回到思索主耶稣为我们所成就的一切。
And who Jesus is.
耶稣基督到底是谁。
That mystery is revealed.
这个奥秘就向我们展示开来。
This is the knowable truth that God reveals it through time and in Christ, we will know.
在时间里，借着主耶稣基督，神向我们所启示的奥秘，我们是可以知晓的。
And this particular one right now, what we do know is that behold, the old is gone, the new is here.
而我们现在所被告知的奥秘就是，旧事已过，都成了新的了。
Jesus has God has spoken of this in the past through the prophets and now put into effect. Verse 10.
过去神是借着先知来向我们说话，现在是在第十节里边显明。
Jeremiah speaks of a time of a new covenant.
耶利米曾经说过一个新的约。
What does Jesus tell us at the communion?
而主耶稣在这个圣餐里面告知我们的是什么呢？
This is my blood for the new covenant.
主耶稣说，这是用我的血所立的新约。
Prophet Ezekiel says that this within this new making of new is going to be a new heart and a new spirit.
先知以西结曾经说过，你们将要被给一个新心。
No more heart of stone, but a heart of flesh.
不再是一颗石心，而是一颗肉心。
No longer just laws inscribed on material things, but law that is now living out.Out of our convictions.
不再是一个只专注于律法节期仪式的那样的一颗心，而是一个有血有肉的活出爱来的心。
In Jesus Christ,
在主耶稣基督里，
this is the absolute ultimate blessing of life.
这是关于生命的终极的祝福。
That we are being remade as holy and blameless.
我们重生，我们被 变得圣洁，变得无可挑剔。
We are restored and sealed as children of God.
我们被重建，我们被刻上印记，我们是神的儿女。
We are redeemed.
我们被救赎。
We are forgiven.
我们被赦免。
We are greatly pampered.
我们被极大的宠爱。
Only because God decided by His sovereignty that grace in Christ will be the way of true blessing.
是因着神的主权和良善，他给我们的旨意，借着主耶稣基督以他的方式来祝福我们。
The Apostle Paul repeatedly encourages the church.
使徒保罗一再的鼓励教会。
We are saved in Christ because God wills to save sinners by Christ.
我们被赦免是因为神想要借着基督来赦免所有的罪人。
Verse 4, He chose us in Him before the creation of the world.To be holy and blameless in His sight.
在第四节里说到，就如神从创立世界以先，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Verse 5, in love He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will.
在第五节提到，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Verse 9, He made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Christ.
第九节都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Verse 11, In Him we were made heirs, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will.
第十一节，我们也在他里面得了基业。这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
So what is God's decision, His plan, His purpose?
所以神的旨意，他的计划，他的目的是什么？
What was He choosing? What was He determining before even life on earth began?
他拣选了谁？在这个地球上出现生命之前，他已经决定了什么？
That Christ will be the way.
主耶稣将是那个道路。
That in Christ will be salvation of sinners and the restoration of worship for God.
在主耶稣基督里，对罪人将有救恩，这个对神的敬拜将重新被建立。
In the concluding of Apostle Paul's opening praise.
在保罗的这个开篇的这个总结上。
He says, it is through the praise of His glory.
他说这一切是为着神的荣耀。
And just a fun fact, verses 3 to 14, if you didn't already know, is actually one breath.
如果大家不知道的话，其实从第三节到十四节，它是一个很长的句子。
We broke it down, but it's really try to read it in one shot. I tried, failed.
我们把它分成很多章节，但是其实是一个大长句子。
But that's the grandeur of a praise that needs to be lifted up to God.
但这就是一个使徒保罗想要表达的对神的全然的敬拜赞美。
For he determined that Christ will be the salvation for all sinners, and that there will, as a purpose, the restoration of worship for God.
因为神的旨意就是让主耶稣基督成为罪人的救赎，人类对神的敬拜将要被重建。
In God's sovereignty,
因着神的主权
life is determined as knowing God and Jesus Christ eternally.
生命的祝福就是在永生里边知道耶稣基督。
He has given life for love and communion.
他给了我们生命，给了我们爱和与他同行的
机会。But he also knows that when sin enters the world,
但神也知道当罪进入这个世界
it is either sinners are to be left for dead,
要么就是那些死在过犯中的罪人
or that sinners will have the opportunity of reconciliation back to God.
另一方面就是那个一些得到一些罪人得到机会可以与神和好
and so 所有罪人都能够有这机会与神和好 And hence, the reconciliation of God rather than the separation from God can become the reality of sinners.
所以借着主耶稣与神和好可以成为一个现实，而不是永远的与神隔离。
And that is because there is Jesus and his redemptive work.
这一切得以成就是因着主耶稣以及他在十字架上的救赎。
That the purpose of God is to bring unity to all things in heaven and earth under Christ.
神的旨意就是让天上的地下的在适当的时候都归于一。
God's attention is on every sinner.
神的心意是给每一个罪人。
And his invitation is to every sinner.
他的邀请也是给每一个罪人。
Which is also why I did the translation correction.
这也是为什么他刚才要特别强调是所有的人。
Because we see it first from Adam and Eve.
因为我们最早是看到亚当和夏娃。
God protected them from eternal death by keeping them away from eating the tree of life after they sinned.
当他们犯罪之后，神不让他们吃生命树上的果子，以至于这样他们就不会有一个永远的死亡。
And we see corporately for rebellious Israel.
我们作为一个团体也看到这个叛逆的以色列人。
God made known His will.
神让他的旨意得以知晓。
He says, "I take no pleasure in the death of anyone. Repent and live."
神对他们说，我不希望任何一个人罪沉沦，我希望你们回转。
And now to the waiting church.
而对于现在一个等待他的教会
waiting for Christ to come.
我们在等着主耶稣的再来
In fact, waiting for more to be church.
我们在等着有更多的可以加入我们教会
God is clear on his determined will to save sinners through Jesus Christ.
神的这个主权这个决定从来没有改变就是要借着主耶稣来拯救罪人
In 1 John 2, verse 2, He, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also the sins of the whole world.
在约翰一书里就提到，主耶稣的赎价不仅仅是为我们，也是为所有的人。
And in 2 Peter, Apostle Peter reminds us that the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
在彼得后书也提到主所应许的赏未成就有人以为他是单言其实不是单言乃是宽容你们不愿有一人沉沦乃愿人人都悔改
That we will when we say we believe in Christ Jesus our confession is true
当我们认识主耶稣基督的时候我们就会达到这一点
So to the little Christ and churchApostle Paul gives this inspired confidence.
使徒保罗给了这样的一个充满预见性的这样的一个宽慰。
That God in His sovereignty and goodness wants to save sinners.
神因着他的全能，因着他的慈爱，他想要拯救罪人。
And so we press on and ask for God's mercy.
所以我们进一步的来求神的怜悯。
That the prepared Savior and the purpose of salvation will come to those who have yet to believe in Christ.
神的救恩将会临到所有的人。
And for us as Christians,
对于我们基督徒来说,
let us encourage one another to remain assured in our communion with Christ.
让我们来彼此鼓励，让我们在与神的同行中，我们得到确据。
Apostle.Paul reminds us that we have an assurance, and that is of the Holy Spirit.
使徒保罗提醒我们，我们已经有了得救的确据，就是圣灵。
Verses 13 to 14 tells us that the Holy Spirit is given to us when we believe in Christ as a seal.
在十三十四节就提到了我们承受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
That means that God is marking us out to be His.
也就是说神给我们做了一个标记认定我们是他的
And the Holy Spirit is given to us as a deposit
这个给我们的圣灵就像是一个凭据
And to us modern day language will be earnest money
对于我们现今的社会来说就像是那个定金
That this installment is one of the many of the same to come
这只是一个很少的一笔钱但是有更多的将要来
So remember the moments of grace
所以记着那个恩典的一刻。
Remember those moments that you're able to love in ways that you go, wow, this cannot be me, it has to be God.
记着我们当时的惊叹，就是不是因着我们做了什么，而是完全是神的恩典。
Those are all glimpses into the eternal, glorious spiritual life that is coming.
我们所经历的一切都是让我们预尝将来天国的滋味。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
What governs our rejoicing and praising?
是什么决定了我们的喜乐，我们的赞颂？
What do you hold to be your functioning assurance in life?
在你的生命中，你的那个确据是什么？你牢牢抓住的。
And what to us is life's true, absolute, ultimate, unwavering blessing?
对于我们而言，什么是生命中绝对的、终极的、无法动摇的祝福？
We have faced many periods of time of dangers and chaos.
我们可能经历了不同的危险或者是混乱。
Disappointments and challenges.
可能是失望或者是挑战。
When encountering those moments,
当你面临那些艰难的时刻，
What is exposed to be actually governing our rejoicing and our praising?
是什么来掌管我们的喜乐，我们的盼望？
Are any of us in danger of losing our joy and our praise because we have anchored our security in something else or someone else other than God Himself?
我们中间是不是有人失去了你的盼望和喜乐，因为我们把我们的希望建立在除了神之外的某些人、某些事上？
I will conclude with an encouragement that I heard from one of our
结尾的时候，我想引用一个会员的一段话。
With all the chaos and the subsequent disappointments of the past many years，
在过去的这些年，因着这些混乱。
What they have showed me is that I had invested my joy in earthly governance。
就是过去的这些失望、混乱，让我意识到，我把我的喜乐建立在。
I'm glad to have gone through those trying conflicts.
我很高兴我经历了这样的试炼和这样的挑战。
Because now I've grown, I've been shown that I've had plenty of idolatry elsewhere.
经过这些试炼之后，我认识到我其实是有很多的偶像。
And mind you, this person on all accounts is very sincere in faith, affectionate toward Christ.
这个信徒是一个真正的爱主的热情追求的信徒。
So the encourage, I was so encouraged to hear it because I'm growing not to be shaken by the circumstances, but to lean hard onto Jesus Christ, whatever it may be.
这个信徒的见证之所以打动我，就是他经历了这一切之后，他明白了那个不可动摇的根基，那个信靠的对象是神。
To now know that our true blessing in life.Is to trust in Jesus and worship God, for He is sovereign and good.
我们基督徒真正的祝福就是在于认识神，认识到他的作为，能够单单的把我们的指望放在神身上。
Before we partake in the Holy Communion,
在我们领受主餐之前，
I would like for us to be in a time of quiet meditation.
请大家有一段静默的时间。
And we can consider what stirs our praise for God the Father.
让我们来一起思想是什么让我们来敬拜神。
Let us come before the table and ask that our compass, the compass of our souls, will be Christward.
也让我们想到我们的心思意念应该是被神的话所充满。
And that we will walk with the Spirit so that we'll taste the coming glories of heaven even now.
也让我们来学习与圣灵同行，让我们可以在今生就初尝天国的滋味。
And if I could now ask the helpers for the communion to please come forward.
请帮助圣餐的同工到前边来。